It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We've been studying Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, where it says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Well, last time I made mention, we closed with this, how that the Holy Spirit seals us, and that He has placed that. In other words, that seal is like a mark. And there will be a person during the tribulation period who will also press upon people, in other words, give his mark. He will cause people to take his mark. And this person, of course, will be the beast that we see and we read about in the book of Revelation. He will appear during the tribulation. And he's going to cause people to take his mark. And all who do not take his mark will seal their doom. Let me say, all those who do take his mark will seal their doom. And just as when the Holy Spirit seals the Christian for heaven, the mark of the beast will be a seal that seals those who take it for hell. And notice this, and I'm going to read these verses again that we read last time. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, "And he," that's the beast, "causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads." Now, let me say this, that we're going to read in just a moment that this beast is simply a man. But he's receiving his power from the devil. He's receiving what he needs in order to fool people. And the devil is a great imitator. The devil wants to be as God, and he actually, the Bible says, wanted to be above God. Well, God got rid of him. He said iniquity was found within him, in him, so therefore he was cast out of heaven. Well, the devil wants to imitate everything that God does. He cannot bring people to life. He cannot give life, but he can be a great imitator. And I see in this, as we're studying in the book of Ephesians, and we go to the book of Revelation, looking at the beast, I see a likeness here in the beast, a likeness of the Holy Spirit. This would be in the sight of the devil, of course. The devil is trying to copy what the Holy Spirit has done for the believer today. We've been sealed. We have his mark upon us. And that's what the devil is going to do through the beast in the tribulation. He's going to cause people to take his mark. He's going to cause them to be sealed. Revelation 13:1 says, "And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." I made mention before in this last time that we were together, the last study that we had, how that's going on today in such a way that it's setting the stage, I believe, for the Antichrist. In other words, the devil is trying the waters. In other words, he's looking around. He's saying, how much can I get away with? And we've seen how that things have been closed down, how that people have had to wear certain things on their face in order to be able to do certain things, to even go into a grocery store, and how that some have had to take a shot in order to be able to buy or go to work. Well, to me, this is a representation of what's going to take place in the tribulation period when the man of sin, that's the beast, causes everyone to take his name, to take a mark, in order to be able to buy, sell, and do anything. But there will be people who refuse that, and we're going to read about them in just a few moments. Revelation 13:18 says this, "Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666. And we hear a lot of about 666. Is that going to be what's on the forehead and in the hand? I don't know. What's it going to look like? I don't know. Is it going to be visible? I don't know. And as I said last time, I really don't care about the mark, because I'll be out of here. I'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, who I do care about are those people who have not received Jesus as Lord and Savior, and those people who receive the mark of the beast. And I remind you, as we read Revelation 13:18, that it's the number of a man. He's just a man. He's empowered by the devil himself. He's one that the devil is using him to confuse man, to lead man in the wrong direction, leading man to the devil himself. And it's sad that these people who receive this mark will all go to hell. Well, notice Revelation 14:9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand," verse 11 goes on to say, "and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast, his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." And Revelation 16:2 says, "And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image." Not only will these people go to hell who take the mark, they will be tormented during the tribulation period. Revelation 19:20 says, "Now this is the end of these people, and it's the end of the beast." Notice this. Revelation 19:20, "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him." They were all false. They were getting what they needed from the devil to fool people. "That wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire," that is the beast and the false prophet. "These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone." Well, all those people who take that mark, the Bible teaches us that they cannot be saved after they take that mark. Why? Because they've formed an allegiance with Satan himself. They formed an allegiance with Satan and gone against God. They will never be saved. They will spend eternity, what we consider eternity, that's forever and ever, in the lake of fire. They'll be taken, and they'll stand at the white throne judgment when Jesus pronounces the judgment upon them. He pronounces their sentence to be forever, forever, forever in the lake of fire, never to get out again and do anything on this earth or the earth to come. Now, the mark of the beast is something to take serious, because we're seeing some of that take place today. In other words, a prerequisite for the upcoming tribulation. Folks, I believe it's close. I believe the tribulation period is close. And if it's close, that means the rapture is closer, because those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we're going to go with him. We're not going through the tribulation. Don't let anybody fool you or try to fool you and try to tell you that as a Christian, you will go through the tribulation or any part of it. The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ is going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. He will say, "Come up hither." And that is for us to go up hither. He's calling us out of here. His bride, the bride of Christ, those people who are saved again, those people who have been born again, trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are going to go with him in the clouds to be forever with him. Those people who are left behind, they will go into the tribulation period where the beast is and where he will cause people to take his mark. But notice something here. Notice those of the tribulation who do not take the mark of the beast. Revelation 20 and verse 4 says, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. That means they're going to be in the millennium. That means they're going to rule with Christ for 1,000 years. But of course, that's not the end of them. They will be with the Lord forever, just as we are. They're going to be saved throughout all eternity. And once again, it's hard for us as human beings to really comprehend eternity. We're hampered by time. And that's the reason we keep saying eternity. It's everlasting. I believe that's a better word even. Everlasting, that means never ending. There's time without end. And there's no time that we'll be conscious of when we're with the Lord Jesus Christ, because time will be no more. Our life is everlasting. You see, right now at present, no one has to receive the mark of the beast that reserves their place in hell, the lake of fire. Because we are not in the tribulation yet, people at present have the opportunity and privilege of receiving the mark, the seal of the Holy Spirit, reserving their place in heaven. I want to caution you about something. Although we are not in the tribulation yet, as I write and speak, the Bible is clear. The tribulation could start at any time after the rapture of the church. And this means those who are saved now, sealed by the Holy Spirit, will go to be with the Lord. And those who are not saved now will enter the tribulation period, the time of great tribulation. Well, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, "For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." That's God speaking to you today if you've never trusted Jesus Christ. Secured means this: I have come to help in your time of need. People right now are in need of a Savior. He's saying in essence here, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, "I have come to your aid, to let you know that now is the time to be saved." See, God the Father said in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5, "While he yet spake," Peter was speaking to Jesus, "behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said," and this is God the Father speaking, "he said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Well, what did Jesus have to say? John 14:6 says, "Jesus saith unto him," and Jesus is saying this to Thomas and to all those who will listen, "he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why is this? John chapter 3, verses 15 through 19 tells us this. It says there that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. I pray that you do not love darkness more than you love light, because Jesus is light, and you need to love him today. You need to trust him as your Lord and Savior. Ask him to come into your heart. Trust him to save you, to take you to heaven. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That same chapter of Romans chapter 10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." The Bible teaches us that it's your heart. You receive what God has done for you by sending his Son Jesus into this world. You receive that into your innermost being by asking him, "Save me today, Lord. Come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you are the Savior."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.